Welcome all of you that are here this morning, especially any visitors that we may have visiting with us, and hopefully that you will come back. Our mission statement is, our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. And our mission statement is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Today is June 13th, our third Sunday after Pentecost. And our prayer concerns this morning, we do have several listed in the bulletin. Many's going through different problems and sick. Also, the Colleen Schoen family with grief there. And also, Dorothy Majewski also passed away recently. Pray for those families. And then this morning I was given some more prayer concerns. Prayers for Marv Kritzman, Sr. Many of you may know him. Yesterday he had a motorcycle accident up at Traverse City. And he has fractured ribs, pelvis, and cervical problems. Also, our dear brother, Russ Shoemaker, is in the Port Huron Hospital. I don't have any details on that. But remember these all in our prayers. As I said, they are listed there on the bulletin. Also, I'd like to put a request in our prayers for concerns. We need rain badly. Let's please pray for rain, especially for our fellow farmers here. Our birthdays today, we have John Patterson on the 14th and June Potter this week on the 16th. Oh, there's June. Can we sing happy birthday, please? Do we have any anniversaries? I didn't think so. I didn't have any on the paper up here. But as far as announcements, we do have a lot on the back. I will read some of them. Number one, the drive-thru picnic will be held on Friday, June 18th. That'll be next Friday from 4:30 to 6. Pulled pork sandwiches and all the trimmings will be served. The cost is by donation. Helpers and some food donations are still needed. Food donations need to be at the church by Wednesday. For more information, contact Karen Downing. To make this a success, invite your neighbors, friends, relatives. Let's have a big turnout for this. Pork sandwiches. The upcoming pop-up food pantries, Monday, June 14th at 11:30, Sandusky, Sanilac Transportation. On Thursday, June 17th, 1 o'clock, Croswell at Valiant Ministries. And on Friday, June 18th at 10:30 a.m., Marlette at Marlette First UMC. Also, honoring our fathers on Father's Day, which is next Sunday, I believe, a special project is in the works to honor your father on Father's Day. Full details can be found in our monthly newsletter. And campers, this is for all you children listening. This is still time to register for summer camp. Discounts can only be applied by registering through the church. Please contact Gala Eagle to register and get your discount. And also in the summertime here, we have softball players needed. Games will be starting next month in July. If you would like to play and have some fun, please contact Coach John Norton at 810-837-0282 and join the team. I have some other... Kevin Fisher is the Executive Director of NAMI Michigan. It's a National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's the nation's largest grassroots mental health organization. A mental health and suicide prevention advocate, Kevin is the founder and director. He is dedicated to eliminating the stigma of mental illness, which he considers the leading barrier to the early diagnosis and treatment, which leads to better outcomes for all. This session discusses how culture and stigma affect men's overall health and well-being, both mentally and physically, and what you can do to make positive life changes. Anyone interested, please see Pastor Sue, as she does have more information. Also, the Sanilac Area Violence Elimination Council invites you to our Thumb Fest, the Glow Walk, on Thursday, June 24th, from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. Join us at the Diamond Trail walking path. Glow-in-the-dark necklaces will be given to each participant. All cash donations received will be given to Eva's Place Women's Shelter. Also, it's Family Fun Day. Sanilac County Community Mental Health is celebrating 50 years. We couldn't have done it without you. To thank our great community for the support received, we invite you to join our free celebration during Sandusky's Thumb Festival, again Saturday, June 26th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 227 East Sanilac Avenue. Arts and crafts, carnival games, activities galore. We also have one more announcement from Pastor Sue and Sue's.
I'd like to remind everybody about the parade, Thumb Fest parade, which is in 2 weeks. The church is going to have, we aren't having a float, but we're having a people mover. We didn't get the one from Detroit, but we did get one from a club that has a wagon, and it's got seats on both sides. And so we're hoping to get lots of people to come and ride. We're hoping to get people to come and walk. It's going to start at Jerry's and parking lot and end up at Ace Hardware parking lot. So we've got some four-wheeled carts that are going to be in it. We'll be passing out water and candy. So we need walkers, we need riders, so please join in the fun. You'll even get a free candy while you're riding on the people mover. So that's it in a nutshell.
And it'd be nice to know how many are actually doing that so we plan enough, right?
That would be good, yeah. And we've got a couple options. If the people mover gets filled up, then we have another option that we're going to go through. So, you know, if you'd just rather ride, that's fine. Wear your red T-shirts if you've got Methodist T-shirts. If you're not, just wear a red T-shirt. That's fine so that we know who we are as a group. We're meeting at the parking lot at the old Jerry's at 12:15. They will be assembling there for about a half hour. That's where the meeting's starting point is. And they will be leaving about 12:45. So it'll be about 12:45, we'll head on out. So we hope to see lots. And you can call me, leave a message on my phone, and let me know if you want a ride, and we'll be sure and save you a seat. So, thank you.
And I have a couple. I want to let you know that today at 1 o'clock, the conference is showing the recognition, commissioning, and ordination for those graduating and being ordained for 2020 and 2021 on the MichiganUMC.org website. So if you want to watch that at 1 o'clock, please tune in to the website. Also, this Wednesday, I have a funeral. As you heard, Russ is in the hospital. He's hoping to come home tomorrow. He had an obstructed bowel. He's doing better, but I'm not sure if he's going to be back. So please make sure you pick up everything at your seat this week to help us make sure that the sanctuary is clean and ready to go for the funeral on Wednesday. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to say good morning to our radio listeners. We are running a little late with announcements this morning, but I welcome you to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. We are so pleased that you can join us on the radio. Now, we will have our prelude and the lighting of the candles, so I ask each of you to please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. If you would now please stand to sing our praise song on page 2074, two times, Shout to the Lord, or on the screen. Worship this morning, if you would please read the bold print after me. Come, let us learn of God.
We seek His guidance for our lives today, tomorrow, and always.
In Him we live and move and have our being.
In Christ our lives take on new meaning, and we find joy in working for His kingdom.
Oh, holy God, we ask that you pour out your Spirit on us, that we may hear and see and begin to understand what it is that you are telling us, so that we may be faithful and obedient, that we may trust you, that we may share what it is you want us to share. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We will now sing the hymn on page 707 or on the screen, one of my favorites, Hymn of Promise.
Outside because I have children out there. They're all sitting in the shade, and I said, I think I'd like to be out here with you. So, kids, if you would come up towards the building, we're going to talk a little bit about mustard seed. So come join me. It's a beautiful day to be outside, too, especially in the shade. All right, here they come. We're going to come over here. It's good to see all of you. We welcome you this morning. And I have a little bit of a story to tell you and then something to give you besides your children's bulletins. Our scripture this morning, the words say, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable can we use to describe it? Well, have you children ever seen a mustard seed? No? Okay, you're going to see one in a minute. Let's look at here. See how tiny these seeds are? Those are pretty tiny, aren't they? Well, these were the smallest seeds in Bible time. I think we may have seeds that may be a little bit smaller, but they'd have to be pretty small, wouldn't they? These are small. I'm going to pass out all of them to you in a few minutes, but I'll let you hold on to those. Well, a mustard seed is so small, if you were holding it in your hand, if you just held one of these in your hand, what would happen if you dropped it? Would you be able to find it? Probably not, huh? All right. Well, you know, when they're planted in the ground and it grows, it can grow so large that birds can perch on its branches. Did you know that? These can grow, these tiny seeds that you have right here can grow into a huge branch and birds can nest on it. And that plant can grow more than 10 feet. Now, I'm like 5'7", so almost twice my height. That little seed, that's a lot, isn't it? Well, Jesus wrote about the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Well, I don't think the kingdom of God is that small, though, do you think?
No.
No. But what if that kingdom of God grows like that branch grows? Then the kingdom of God could be pretty big, right? Yeah. And do you know when they told this parable to the disciples way back when Jesus was alive, he only had 12 disciples. There's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us here? Twice as many people as we have right here. And he described the kingdom of God so that they could try to understand, because they were farmers, a lot of them, and they knew about farming if they didn't farm. And so they could understand the story of a mustard seed. Now, I think we plant other kinds of seeds, don't we? We plant tomato seeds, green beans. Yeah, we see fields of corn. Well, they're a seed that gets planted in the ground, and it grows and it grows and it grows. So large. Well, Jesus was a storyteller, and then he told his disciples, and his disciples told others, and others told others, and today we still hear the word, and we're still telling the story about Jesus and the kingdom of God, and it's grown worldwide. Wow, that's pretty big, isn't it? Kingdom of God is like a mustard seed that can grow and grow and grow. So I want you to take those mustard seeds. If you want, you can try to plant them. Sometimes, do all of our plants grow really well? She has a big garden. She's going to grow one. Okay. You have your first play date. Okay, that's fun, isn't it? Who? Curtis. Okay, that's great. It's always fun to have playmates, isn't it? And do. So you can plant these seeds and watch them and see if they grow. But you know, do we make them grow? No. Who do you think makes them grow? God, you're right. But we have to do our part. We have to water them. We have to put them in the sun, right? Some plants can't be in the sun. They have to be in the shade. And we have to make sure they get watered. You used to have a pet frog, but it jumped away. Oh, how sad is that? You got it at your grandma's. Well, maybe another day you'll find another froggy. You saw a baby one, but you wanted a bigger one. So you didn't pick up the little one. Okay. That's probably good. The little one probably needed to find mommy and daddy, right? Yeah. All right. Can you follow me and say a prayer? Put our hands together. Let's pray. Say, dear God, thank you for seeds that grow and grow and give us peace. Amen. All right. You guys have to, oh, got to have your bulletins. Your bulletins talk about mustard seeds too, okay? There you go. Yep. There. That was very kind of you. Thank you. All right, guys, there you go. You guys have a fun day, okay? Have fun with your playmate. Oh, there is a painted rock there. All right, thank you for joining me, boys and girls.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is Psalm 20 from the NIV version. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now, this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the king. Answer us when we call. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word. Now I'd like to introduce Catherine Phillips with special music for us this morning.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he.
To our Lord in prayer, remembering those in our thoughts and prayers listed in the bulletin, those that have passed away. I did read in the paper yesterday that Dorothy's funeral is going to be in Ohio. So we will not, I had people ask me if we're going to have something here, and there is nothing scheduled here, not at this time anyway. This week we are praying for Absy Insurance. So let us go to our Lord in prayer. gracious and loving God, we thank you for another beautiful day that you have given to us, for your presence every day, for all that you provide for us. We've come to worship and praise your name, to give you our honor, to give you all glory. In the midst of life, we pray, Lord, that you continue to heal and give strength to those who are hurting. Bring peace and comfort to those families who have lost loved ones. To continue to be with those who are looking for jobs, who financially struggle. Maybe relationships need to be restored. To be able to plant the seeds of love and peace, joy, patience, and kindness in all of us. As your children, Lord, we come before you humbly, asking that you guide and lead us, that we can be your disciples, your apostles, to take the word out and share it with others, that they know who you are, that you are Lord and Savior. And as we come with the message this morning, trying to explain what the kingdom of God is like, may you reveal to us even a small portion. God, we thank you that you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ, who forgives us when we fail and fall short of the glory of God. May we be able to repent, to believe and trust in you, to follow and be faithful and obedient, and of course, love you with our whole being, our whole heart. We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning we sing Sanctuary. For me, this is a hymn that we will remain seated as we prepare our hearts to hear the word of God. Let us sing. This morning comes from Mark, in the Gospel, chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. Hear these words. He also said, This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. Again he said, What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its nest in the shade. With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable, but when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less and less of me, and more and more and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. What is the kingdom of God like? Kind of a tough question, isn't it? I'm going to tell you, when I read commentaries this week, they didn't seem to help me much because they said we really can't fully comprehend and answer this question. I know when I was little, I always thought the kingdom of God was eternal heaven. When we passed away and we got to heaven, that was the kingdom of God. But as I've grown in my faith and understanding of the scriptures, I have found that the kingdom of God is right here on earth as well as it is in heaven. So what's the kingdom of God like? He gives us a couple parables because Jesus loves to tell stories, and usually in parables, so that the people could understand. And yet some of them still did not understand fully what his parable was meaning. I'm not sure we're much different today, are we? It's kind of hard to understand. What are you saying in these parables, Lord? Well, the first one he talks about, and we all know, especially farmers that are here, you plant the seed, whether you sleep or you're awake, whether you do water or you don't have water, whether the sun is up or the sun is down, those seeds usually begin to grow. Hopefully. I see patches of fields that there's places where they're not growing. But it's not up to us, even as farmers, to make sure that every seed grows. Our responsibility, especially as farmers, is to plant the seeds and to do our part. When we're talking about our gardens, we go out and we water. We make sure that if they are a plant that needs the sun, that they're planted in the sun. If they need to be in the shade, that is more in the shade. And we pray a whole lot, don't we? And we're really praying for rain these days. Come on, Lord. We need more rain. But God does the work. We can't make those seeds grow. We can talk to him, we can talk to the Lord, but God is the one that helps produce the fruits. And he talks about the mustard seed. The kingdom of God is so small as a mustard seed. And when it's planted, it grows so large that birds can make a nest on the branch. And they can rest. And they can find peace. So what does that mean for us? What is it trying to tell us today? Well, we're really not just talking about seeds that we plant in the ground, are we? We're talking about seeds that we plant of faith. Each one of us is responsible to share the story and to plant a seed in someone else's life. And then it's not up to us to make them believe or not believe, to grow in their faith. That's up to God. Our job is to plant the seed, to go and tell the story, to share the parable. Jim and I had the pleasure this week. Many of you have asked how our vacation was, and We went to the Traverse City area, and our kids had rented a house, actually two houses, in Leland, because there's so many of us. We were expecting to be with 15 grandchildren, ended up with 13 because the one family came on Monday and Tuesday, and we didn't get there till Tuesday later after they left. So the rest of the week, we were with 13 grandkids. How much fun. I'm still a little tired. But Sawyer, I'm not remembering how old Sawyer is because 13, I lose track very easily. But probably 9-ish. Sawyer just went to adventure camp the week before they drove out from Dallas, Texas to Michigan. Sawyer and I got to spend a little time together. There was a bookstore in Leland, and in the back there was a pottery shop, and several of us went one day, but Sawyer wanted to go back one other day, and I took Sawyer, and it was just the two of us. Sawyer, tell me a little bit about camp. We talked about God. And one day the scripture was this, and another day the scripture was this, and another day the scripture was this, and he was excited, and he couldn't wait to tell Grandma Sue all about camp. Of course, we heard the other parts of all the fun, you know, you go swimming and you climb the rocks and whatever else there is to do at camp. But Bible story was an hour every day, and sometimes we went over, and he was just as excited that it went over. It wasn't a bad thing for him because he was hearing the stories of Jesus, the stories of God, and he wanted to share that with me. I couldn't have been a prouder grandma at that moment because somebody tried to plant a seed in that little boy's mind. In his heart, along with other boys and girls. See, camp, boys and girls, for those of you listening outside and at home on the radio, camp is a place where a lot of our children really find out who Jesus Christ is. Camp can be fun and exciting and even learning. We can learn who God is because somebody there loves to tell the story, to plant a seed, to share with the boys and girls at camp. I hope, I want young people want to go to camp, and I've signed up for camp. I know some of them, but I hope all of them have, because it's the greatest gift that we can give our kids, is to share. But you know what? We need to share it with our adults too. I remember my friend Terry, my Haiti woman, my best friend, didn't know about Jesus for so many years until later in her adult life. She needed to hear that there was a Jesus she didn't know. Can you imagine if Terry never heard about Jesus, she would have maybe never gone to Haiti, where we support children at Mrs. Eddie's orphanage, so that we can plant seeds with those children in that orphanage, so that their faith can grow and they can learn and begin to understand. Because I can tell you, even as an adult, I don't understand all of this. I have to be able to give myself to God and be in the scripture and be do my devotions and be in prayer and learn and learn and learn and learn. Because none of us ever know it all. But our job is what? Plant the seeds. And God will nurture and grow those seeds. Now you have to think about it. As I told the children outside, there was a crowd there listening to Jesus, but they didn't fully understand, and he explained it to his 12 disciples. 12, a small group. in that small group, if they would have never shared the word of Jesus, I wonder where we would be today. Probably no church, no Christianity, no heaven, no forgiveness, no grace. But those disciples were faithful and obedient. And they heard what Jesus was saying, and he explained it to them in order for them to go and tell and share. And they did. And that's our responsibility today as well. We're to hear about the word of God in worship, in our devotions, in our prayer life, in Bible study. And then we're to go and tell others about who Jesus Christ is. To plant a seed in someone else's life, like Sawyer's. Talked to his mom, Ann, as we discussed that I was so excited that Sawyer shared with me. And Ann and Judge talked to their children about what is happening. And I know our parents here talk to their children and let them know about Jesus Christ. And we have Sunday school and we have vacation Bible school coming up. And we want to continue to teach and tell them the stories so that they begin to understand. So they begin to hear. And sometimes we have to tell it in a parable so we can get it. And then sometimes we don't always get it. So Jesus said, let me explain it to you. He's telling us when our minds and our hearts are open. But if we don't ever get in the Word, if we don't ever pray, if we don't ever get in our devotions or go to Bible study or come to worship, we're not going to understand. We're not going to know. We're not going to believe. We're not going to trust. We need to be able to come to God and say, God, here I am. Teach me, show me, guide me, lead me. Every week when I'm preparing a sermon, I'm like, what do you want me to say to your group today, Lord? To your people. What is it that is important here that you want me to share? I have to listen. If I don't listen, I'm not going to be able to share the truth of what God is wanting you to hear. That's why I always want to pray, less and less of me, Lord. Whatever I've thought, whatever I've prepared, I want it to please God. I want to share the truth with your people, God. But you got to help speak in and through me so that others can know and understand. In the scripture, when we talk about our faith, because that's really the bottom line, our faith is so small when we begin. In fact, sometimes before we even realize we have faith, God is pouring out his grace upon us. He's wooing us to come to him, to know him. That grace is what we call prevenient grace, before we even know. Prevenient grace. And that's what this is. We plant a seed, but we may not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Prevenient grace. Then when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are made righteous. And we're justified at that very moment when we say yes to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And that is justifying grace, made perfect at that very moment. then the rest of our lives, when we're up and down and our failings and falling short of the glory of God, we are in his sanctifying grace the rest of our lives until we get to the kingdom of God in heaven. But even here in the kingdom of God, God is giving us his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness, his love. And he's nurturing that seed that has been planted inside of us to grow and grow and grow and be stronger and have so much faith. I thought about this and I thought, why would we not want to share that faith with others around us? Why would we not want to share what the kingdom of God is like, so others can know and understand? It's our responsibility. As Christians, we are to share. And when we think about our mission statement, we are to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. We got to plant that seed. Whose life needs your seed today? Whose life can you share a parable, a story? How God has connected with you, what God is doing in your life. I pray that this week that you will at least touch one person, plant a seed, that it may grow, because that's what the kingdom of God is like. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for small seeds of faith that can grow strong and to help others understand and know who you are. May we continue to praise you, to seek you, to love you with all of our hearts and all of our mind, all of our being. In the name of the risen Christ, I pray. Amen. The ushers, please bring forward the offering for this morning. Lord God, as small as our portions may be, we know that they can be multiplied, that they can grow for the ministry of this church and for our world. So bless them and bless those who've given and who receive in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
stand for our closing song. We walk by faith, verse 1 to 4. Remember this week, Friday is our drive-through picnic beginning at 4:30. Come and drive your car through and get your meal and take it home and enjoy. We thank those who are helping out and working. Thank Karen for leading us with all of that. We pray that you will join us on the Thumb Festival. One thing we haven't mentioned is that in our parking lot, there will be a helicopter and some other things, and we're going to have a booth and table out there for our church. If you would like to help, if you'd like to be out there, we're going to be passing out goodies for our kids, and we'd love to have you come. And maybe you could also plant a seed. Go now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.